Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of options when it comes to buying flowers for Valentine's. 1-800-Flowers never fails to wow her with their awesome bouquets. 1-800-Flowers has the best deal for Valentine's essentials. Right now, 24 multicolored roses for $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. These roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak. They are shipped overnight to ensure freshness, and your loved one's going to get it and be amazed. 24 multicolored roses for $29.99. Or you can upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. It is an amazing Valentine's offer. It does expire Tuesday. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. 24 multicolored roses for $29.99. Or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Don't wait to wow. Order right now.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, glad you're here. Thanks for waking up with us. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Man, how long does it take the average woman to get ready?
Average? Average 30 minutes.
Now, would any guys in the room disagree with that?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Lunchbox.
The average.
Hour and 15 minutes.
What? That's average?
Yes.
I not understand average.
Eddie.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. 1 hour.
Wow. Well, someone's getting both the prizes because they got it exactly right. The average woman takes 1 hour to get ready.
Oh.
Amy, your thoughts on this?
Oh, the average woman. I was doing average time. Okay.
Well, no, the average woman takes 1 hour, the average time. That's the average time, yes.
Okay. Okay. I get that. My husband would probably say, yeah, how in the world would you ever say 30 minutes? You're crazy.
Okay, see? Do you think it takes you more than 30 minutes?
Yeah, but see, I'm not average.
Okay. All right, thanks for being here. Let's get going. Man, I think today's show is going to be good. I don't always say that. Well, maybe I do, but I really believe it today.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this one. There's a Sergeant Jeremiah Gerald. He pulled a woman over for speeding, and as he pulled her over, he noticed that the kid in the car seat was struggling because the car seat was all broken. And he was like, hey, you have to put your kid in. It's part of the rule. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I can't afford a new one. So he said, I'm going to give you a pass. And he knew where she worked. And he went and bought her a car seat at Walmart and brought it back to her work and gave it to her.
Wow.
right?
I
love
that.
He just didn't have to do that at all. Like,
no,
gee,
I mean, that's totally out of his way. It's not like he had a car seat in the back of his car and he's like, here you go.
That's awesome, yeah, right?
Even Mom.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in the Midwest. More than 100 different people reported seeing a fireball in the sky. Authorities are still investigating, but it seems that it was a meteor. Luckily, no one was injured. And in other news, officials are saying that Lady Gaga jumping off the roof into the NRG Stadium in Houston was pre-recorded for the Super Bowl. They said they didn't attempt the stunt live just in case the weather was bad. And finally, Facebook is in court today to challenge search warrants. This happens when authorities are trying to get information from your Facebook account. Facebook has allowed it, but they're still arguing they can deny it. It should be decided pretty soon.
You see the Super Bowl ratings?
I saw that it was like the high or the second highest Super Bowl of all time.
Really? I saw that it was like one of the lowest of the last 5 years. What'd you see, Lunchbox?
I saw one of the lowest of the last 5 years.
Yeah, so did I. I don't know what story we saw. I saw that the halftime show was huge. That was like the second biggest one in a long time.
Oh. There was 113.7 million viewers.
On our show this morning?
Yes.
Oh. What'd you do yesterday?
I had a conference call, a meeting, and then ended up meeting a girlfriend for, like, wine. I guess that was happy hour at 4.
Are you okay? Like, you're in all black today. Like, black turtleneck, black leather jacket, like, straight Kristen Stewart goth on us today, huh?
Oh. My shoes aren't black. They're leopard.
Yes. Are you going somewhere? Do you have, like, a vampire conference?
No, I have a meeting after work, but...
That makes sense.
Okay. Why? Because I'm a little bit more dressed up.
You're a little bit dressed up and it's all black.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you and Brantley are going to go sing side by side.
Funny, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brantley, what'd you do yesterday?
Nothing cool. I had to make a rule with my girlfriend that we can't watch TV after like 7 o'clock. Like we have to, it's affecting my amount of sleep.
So when do y'all start watching TV?
6:45, if we have a show to watch.
Oh, so you start at 6:45.
Yes.
Okay.
Because last night we did the Bobby cast. I did it with Bailey Bryan. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And by the time that was over and she left the house, it was late. And we like to watch The Office. And I was like, we have to make a rule. We can't start watching TV at 7:30. I go to bed at 8. Because then I have to work on the show for another hour and go over notes. And then
so it's a good rule.
It's just like, and mm-hmm. anyway.
I get it.
I don't know.
It's lame, but I get it.
It's and whatever. I'm just lame.
I'm not saying, I mean, just people don't, our friends, that's why when I met my friend yesterday, I was like, can we meet at like 3:30 or 4? She's like, I guess I could leave work early. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, if you want to get together, that's just what's going to happen.
Because that's like our 8 p.m.
Yes.
I have a meeting today at 1 p.m. I have to go to. I mean, you might as well ask me to 7 p.m. You might as well have a work meeting at 7 p.m. for the normal person.
I know. We're
yeah,
just
wah, 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 right?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
It's the best time of the morning. Time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, Amy.
Shout out to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan, because they have created a way on their website that people can just easily log on and send Valentine's cards to the sick kids at the hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Every hospital should do something like this
because really
who doesn't
cool.
want to get a card when they're in the hospital?
That's really cool. And it's a little thing that makes a big thing. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference. Listen to this one. So a mom and dad are naming their newborn after two officers who helped them deliver the baby boy in the parking lot on Thursday.
Okay.
She was not expecting the baby to be born for 3 more weeks, but her water broke. And so the two cops, Matt and Eric, pulled him over. And so you know what the name of the kid?
Matt Eric.
Merrick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
There's this 10-year-old girl. She's having a birthday party all planned out. Going to have bouncy castles, all her friends over to the house, some cake. Then she finds out her grandmother's not going to be able to leave the nursing home because she got sick. She cancels her birthday party, moves it to the nursing home, all because she wanted her grandma to be there.
That's aww. Awesome. See, that's why this is the best part of the morning. It's your Tell Me Something Good for Tuesday.
Tell me something good.
And thank you.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bill Gates is going to become the first trillionaire in the world. Do you know how much that is?
I have no idea.
Well, it's like 1,000 billion.
Wow.
Because 1,000 million is a billion.
Billion. Okay. Oh. So that makes sense.
1,000 billion is a trillion. So Bill Gates could become the first trillionaire. They're saying that now. There's no difference though, right? Like, in your life, do you live your life? You know what, honey? I think we can get that coat, but I'm gonna be a trillionaire next month. You go ahead. Let's splurge.
Yeah. We can finally get that one thing we've always wanted.
In the Midwest, more than 100 people saw a fireball in the sky. Obviously, it was a UFO, and they're saying now it was a meteor, but for sure it was a UFO, if you ask me. Everybody saw it. They saw...
Interesting.
What?
Was it a fireball or a UFO?
Well, they say it was a fireball. Okay. Lady Gaga was not in the... I told you she didn't jump off the roof.
I know.
I told everybody in this room. I had to fight everybody and pull up videos. I said, guys, she did not jump off the roof of the stadium. And Eddie's like pulling up videos, like rewinding.
You were right.
There was no way. And it looked fake, too. I could just tell by looking at it. And so they had to come out. And they're saying Lady Gaga did not jump off the roof at NRG Stadium in Houston. It was all pre-recorded. One, they didn't want to attempt it in case of bad weather. Two, what if, you could die, you know? Mm-hmm. There's that whole part of it.
Yeah, they like lowered her down halfway and then we thought she was jumping all the way.
No, we didn't. No, no,
I did.
Yes, we did.
I did.
You guys might have.
When you were saying it yesterday, I was like, okay, maybe I see what you're saying, maybe. And then I read the headline last night and I was like, wah, wah, wah.
It was even shot in different quality. Like, visually, it looked different than the rest of it.
Yeah, but I just thought she was up there too nervous to sing, so that's why she was lip syncing, you know? She's up there trying to, like, keep it all together. She's about to do a jump.
And she jumped off like a cannonball, like, super fast. Like, because she just dove off. If she was going to jump off that, they would slowly lower her the whole time. Because her was like, I see you!
Like a belly flop.
Yes.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Yeah, you caught it. You caught it.
You're I didn't so think smart. It was that big of a catch. I just couldn't believe you guys argued with me in the studio.
We weren't arguing. Yeah. I just wanted to believe.
No, we had to pull it up and watch it frame by frame in the studio. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean might be honored by his hometown of Macon, Georgia, with a street named after him. Now, if the resolution passes, the street will be called Jason Aldean Way. He'll be joining some other famous musicians from the area like James Brown, Little Richard, and Otis Redding that all have their own streets. Kelsea Ballerini, she isn't just up for the Best New Artist a Grammy Award. She's the latest artist to be added to the list of performers. She's joining a lineup that already includes Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood, Maren Morris performing with Alicia Keys, and Little Big Town.
Is she performing with anyone or maybe DNCE? I feel like I saw that on like her Snapchat or something.
I think I've heard who she's performing with, but I don't know if it's out there.
Oh, well, whatever the case, when she performed with Nick Jonas, it was terrible. Remember when he played that guitar solo and it was like,
that was awkward.
Hopefully it goes a little better.
It will. The Grammys are this Sunday night, by the way. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ontario, Canada. A man was in his Jeep and he was on a date with a girl and he's like, oh, I'm going to try to impress her. So he's like, watch this. I'm going to drive you out on Lake Ontario.
On Lake Ontario.
Yeah, because it's frozen. Oh. He has a Jeep. He's going to be cool.
Oh, boy.
And they go out. Ice cracks. Jeep goes down.
Oh, no.
They were saved, but the Jeep got stuck in about 6 feet of water, and it took about 2 hours to pull it out.
Jeez.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
So what's the latest? Do they have Tom Brady's jersey or not? Because I read that an employee said that he hid it so Tom would have it.
Yeah.
But as I read this morning, people were still looking for it. I just don't know where the news is.
Dang, I thought last night I went to bed thinking it was found. But yeah, the news was reporting this morning that the Texas Rangers were looking for it.
That's why I don't trust the mainstream media, you know? You just never know. Lunchbox, what do you know?
I know that it's still missing, but if it was sold, like, memorabilia-wise, it could fetch up to $1 million.
It would fetch it?
Fetch.
Are you reading something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait, so a Patriots employee didn't have it locked away for
somebody
safekeeping?
Somebody
locked.
Okay. Because I read that, too, and then I kept reading. They call in Chuck Norris and the Texas Rangers to find it.
Chuck Norris.
We got to get Chuck in. Because I thought it was a shutdown case, but by the way, what... a getaway if you can steal Tom Brady's jersey.
Awesome.
Like the one that he led the greatest comfort behind Super Bowl victory, the quarterback with the most wins in Super Bowl history.
Yeah.
And you steal it. Dang. Do you have news, Nada?
So as of 9 hours ago, CNN reports that the Texas Rangers, who've chased outlaws by horse and car, are searching for the person who swiped the New England Patriots quarterback's jersey.
9 hours. Like right. That happened since. I swear I read that an employee was hiding. Was holding it.
Me
for
too.
Him.
I heard.
All right,
I've
we
heard
have
both.
No idea.
No.
Yeah.
But everything happening
who
in the world.
Who has it? Tom Brady. Let us know.
I just think it's cool. The Rangers are
Yeah, I saw them call. I saw the governor, Greg Abbott, or whatever, call in the Texas Rangers like after work yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was like, we need to call in the Texas, because that's a high dollar item.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
It could fetch up to $1 million lunchbox then.
Next thing you know, like the Navy SEALs are going to be on it.
Oh boy,
Trump, SEAL Team Six.
Trump's gonna have the SEALs. He's gonna have the Green Berets. You know, Putin stole Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots ring.
I heard y'all talking about it yesterday, but I have no idea why.
So it was the 2004, right? 2004.
I believe so.
When the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And he let Putin wear the ring, and Putin never took it off and just kept it.
Why would he let Putin wear the ring? Why was Putin with him? Why is he hanging out with Putin?
I think he was just letting him try it on, like they were having some kind of meeting, and I guess Putin thought it was a gift. And
I don't think he thought it was a gift. I think he just stole it. I think he put it on and just kept it.
And then he was like, if he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Amy gave me a vest once to wear, like a leopard print vest. Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
I Putin'd her.
You still have it.
I think you got it out of my trunk.
Nah, I think it's still in there.
Well,
if we send someone to look in your trunk right now, I bet it's still there.
You know what I have in my trunk? A bunch of clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing manly. No tools.
Technically, it's a reversible vest. It's sparkly leopard on one side, feather on the outside, or fur.
Let's do this. Never gonna get it. Ready? Hundreds, maybe even thousands of people in Alexandria, Virginia, did not watch the Super Bowl.
What?
Why? I'm going to say thousands, because I think it was thousands.
Huh. Where?
Good question. Alexandria, Virginia. They did not watch the Super Bowl. Why? Thousands of people, okay? Think about that for a second. Because 50% of people saw at least some of the game. In the United States, like 50% of people watch Super Bowl. Thousands of people in Alexandria just said, nope, not, it didn't be the end.
So they said nope, or they just didn't get to watch
it. Hey, all I'm saying is thousands of people did not watch the Super Bowl. We'll come back in a second.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show. Oh,
so the never gonna get a question is this right here. Thousands of people in Alexandria, Virginia did not watch the Super Bowl. Why is that? Over to Kelly. Kelly, thank you for calling the show. What do you think it is?
I think it's President Trump and Tom Brady supported him, so they didn't want to watch the game because of it.
Oh, so they're like, you know what? Trump supports the Patriots. We're out.
Oh.
And they did it uniformly. That's her guess. Is that right? No. Thank you for calling, though. Amy, coming to you. Why did they not watch the Super Bowl?
A squirrel got electrocuted and caused a power outage in their area.
I mean, that's way too much. But no. I'm going to go no on that because, no. Lunchbox.
I put cable outage.
Mm. What do you have, Eddie?
I mean, around the same thing. I was going to say like a TV antenna went down.
A TV antenna.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all kind of on the right track, but because Lunchbox said exactly right. I'll give it to Lunchbox. Yeah, Comcast went down.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's awful.
Because of a squirrel.
Less than an hour. No, wait. They don't know that it was a squirrel. And I think a lot of cable runs underground now, too.
Oh, okay.
So it could have been a beaver.
Yes, a beaver.
It could have been anything. Jenny's on. Who's going to guess that? Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hey, great.
I'm going to give you a prize. I'll ask you this. Did you watch the game?
I did.
Yeah, and did your team win?
Yes, because Trump loves Tom Brady and Belichick and Kraft. Yay!
Wait, how horrible would it be if you're one of those people and Comcast goes out and you're having a Super Bowl
party?
That's
what we're saying.
It's terrible.
I know. What do they do?
You call someone with DirecTV or you call someone with whatever and go, I need to come over and watch the game. Like, what if you were having a party, though?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Like, all this food, everyone's at your house, and it's like, womp,
yes,
womp, womp.
Yes, womp, womp is right. Your top five right now, Tuesday's top five. Number five, If the Boot Fits.
If the Boot Fits.
From Granger Smith. Diamonds in the sky, lighting up those lines like, whoa. Number four, Better Man from Little Big Town. Number 3, Blake, guy with the girl. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone, wondering how. Dustin Lynch, the in red at number 2. I'm talking red, hot, wet, kiss, falling off your lips. He'll be in on Friday, I believe. Hot, red, dress, hanging on your. And the number 1 song now is Thomas Rhett, Star of the Show. Everywhere we go, there you go. The star of the show. Those are your top 5 songs in country music as of right now. We're talking about a town in Alexandria, Virginia, who the cable went out an hour before Super Bowl. Hey, Meg.
Yes, sir.
You're calling us from Alexandria?
Yes, sir.
Your cable went boom, right? And you're done.
5:45 p.m.
So what did you do?
We hooked up the iPhone and streamed it to an iPad.
That's expensive. Was, that's going to cost you some money.
It was 4 gigs of data. Luckily, our plan is 8 gigs, so we should be all right.
You used half your month on the Super Bowl.
We used half our month in one evening, and we only got to the third quarter because my husband gave up and went to bed.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was pretty crushing. He's a lifelong Pats fan, so then to find out what happened was, you know, just capped off a really pretty not fun evening.
Wow, but he woke up and saw that they won. Like, he had to be shocked, right?
Well, he was pumped. I mean, a win is a win. He was definitely psyched that they won, but he was bummed that he missed it.
That stinks and is awesome and stinks again. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
Hey, thanks for brightening up every morning. I love your show.
Oh, man. Thank you for the nice words. Appreciate that. Mr. Bobby Bones. I've been getting these chai lattes. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
And so I think I put on like 3 pounds because of them. Like I can't, I get tall too, and that's the small.
Oh, yeah.
And I get the tall. And so, and I get a chai latte with almond milk and 2 shots of espresso and a little bit of cinnamon, right? And that's what I say every time. And it's 4:30 in the morning when I go, so there's nobody in line, so they don't mind making it for me. They're a little grumpy, be honest with you, but it's 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little grumpy at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I just think it's not good. Like I'm not disgusted by it anymore. I'm kind of starting to turn that corner. But yeah, it's doing weird things to my body because I get canker sores if I get stressed out or I bite a hole in my mouth or I start to put something. And now I got pimples on my back. I think I got back knee because of coffee.
Oh.
Is that, I got, listen, I'm human. Gross things happen to me.
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you shouldn't do it. I mean, it's giving you canker sores and make your back break out.
I'm wondering if that's what it is or if I'm just assigning it to that. Because I got these 2 big pimples on my back. Why am I in my 30s and I still have... No, grossy. I don't want you popping my pimples. Like back pimples?
I was going to say extract.
No. I popped it back. It's too early in the morning. But let me tell you, it was like boom across the mirror.
Do you know if we do this, it could go viral because
I don't want it to
Dr. Pimple Popper videos get millions
of views. You're disgusting.
We could break the internet.
Stop it. You're disgusting. I know you. Amy's so into popping pimples.
I'm so into this right now.
But like my mouth hurts, my back hurts. Like something's going on, and I think it's the whatever that is, coffee that you guys made me drink. You got me hooked, yeah.
Coffee does cause some acne because it causes your glucose metabolism and makes you insulin resistant.
Well, I feel resistant. Wow. So that's been happening in my life recently. And I have one of these. I just get canker sores whenever if I go to the dentist, canker sores every time. Do you know what that is? Like on the inside of your lip?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Can't see them. But it's like those little like cut
sores.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that can be very
terrible.
Uncomfortable.
So today, here I am. It's Garth Brooks' birthday, too, and I'm having to celebrate with a canker sore, and I hate that.
Sometimes I think of bye-bye-bye for unanswered prayers.
Happy birthday, Garth.
Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
I want to play Garth all morning.
Yeah, it's his birthday, can't we?
I think we're going to.
Okay.
I don't know if we're supposed to. What convenience do Americans take for granted the most, do you think? All the conveniences, like easy things that we're like, this isn't even a thing, because we're just taking it for granted.
Electricity?
Electricity. No.
Running water?
Running water. Oh, that's a good
clean
one.
Water.
Any other stats?
Refrigerator?
Oh, frozen foods. I'll give you that one. That's at number three. What convenience do Americans take for granted the most? Lunchbox.
Cable.
Oh, cable. Unless you're in Alexandria, Virginia, where it goes out before it goes on. No. Eddie, take a shot.
Probably good food.
Well, frozen foods is on there. Mm-hmm. No other food stuff. This isn't never going to get it. I just saw this article. No. I'll give you the other answers coming up in a second.
Oh.
There are two more. See if you can figure it out. Like, we as Americans, we take it for granted because we just expect it. We're just like, oh. And if
I
you took it away from us, we'd be like, what? But we don't even think it's a thing because it's just so normal. We as Americans take a lot of things for granted. And the convenience, somebody had mentioned one, frozen food, that a lot of people don't have. What else do you think there is?
Education.
Hmm. The zipper. Think if we didn't have zippers.
Wow. Like, but America's the only one that has zippers?
We're not the only ones that have frozen food either.
That's
but,
true.
And the number one thing is toilet paper.
Okay.
Because around the world, in a lot of places, they don't have toilet paper.
Yeah.
And in some cultures, you don't shake hands with certain hands because they don't have, it's just a whole gross thing.
Right.
How about that? Bones. Happy birthday, Garth Brooks. You're my favorite. Oh, I love Garth. I was doing an interview yesterday. My paperback comes out because I wrote a book. I guess it came out nine months or so ago.
Was it? Yeah, I was wondering how long ago.
And it comes out. I don't know anything about books or writing books. And I wrote this book called Bare Bones. And it did pretty well. And so
New York Times bestseller.
Well, it was a hardcover. And I felt guilty telling people to buy it because it was $16. And I was like, nothing in my life is worth $16 to buy. Okay. We do this show, people listen to it for free.
Yeah.
So I wrote this book and it did pretty well. And so they decided to release it on paperback, which for me is super exciting because now it's $10 and I don't feel as guilty.
Oh, so you can promote the heck out of $10.
I don't feel as good because, and listen, yes, I feel much better about that because I feel like the book's worth $10. I was struggling with $16. I'll be honest. And yeah. I would come on the air and be like, oh, like when it would go on sale on Amazon, I'd tell the listeners immediately, like, it's down. But right now it's $10. It comes out. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's called Bare Bones. But
so pre-order it, but then it's released on.
All I know is it costs $10. I'm happy about that because I just felt bad.
Pretty sure it's February 14th. Yeah.
Oh, it comes out 1 week from today.
Okay, cool.
But they asked me yesterday, like, what's your most memorable interview? Mm-hmm. And this is what I get asked a lot. And I write about it in the book. It was Garth Brooks. Not because it was the greatest, like, I learned the most or it was something crazy happened. But because that was the reason that I even do this in this format. Like, Garth Brooks made me love country music.
Yeah.
And my grandma and Garth Brooks. And so they were like, well, why is that? And I said, well, he came in and he sat down and we got to talk. And for me, I don't get starstruck. Like, that part of my life is over for the most part because I see people that are famous. I'm jaded by it.
Right.
And it used to be cool. Now I'm just annoyed by people that are famous because they always think they're way cooler than we are. And they mostly are. And so it's fine. And so Garth came in, but I was just like, wow, this is the guy. He is the highest selling American artist of all time.
Yeah.
All time. The only artist that has outsold Garth, period, is the Beatles.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
Have you ever met one of them?
No.
Oh.
But I would think that was cool, but not as cool as Garth.
Not as cool.
Like,
right,
Paul McCartney's left. And Ringo's left. Ringo wouldn't be as cool as Meeting Eddie. But Paul McCartney would be cool. Yeah. Like, who cares? Ringo wasn't even the original drummer, right? So, like, Garth came in. They were like, so what's... And I was like, Garth came in with a guitar and was like, what do you want me to play? And I'm sitting 3 feet from Garth Brooks. First time I ever met him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll play whatever you want. And I'm like, Play If Tomorrow Never Comes. That's my favorite song of all time. And Garth Brooks sat beside me and he played If Tomorrow Never Comes. And I watched him, and it was just like,
if tomorrow,
I was just like, I can't, what is my life right now? And then he was like, what else? And I was like, well, I know you like James Taylor. And he's like, okay, well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. And he starts to play that. And I'm like, holy cow. And then we all sing Friends in Low Places in the studio.
Oh, that's a highlight for sure.
And I was just like, it was the most memorable interview of my life. And from that, it's turned into actually a friendship with Garth. And Garth came and did our Raging Idiots show for St. Jude, and he did Friends in Low Places with it. It's turned into something great. But they ask about that all the time. Like, and now I actually have an answer because forever I never had an answer.
Yeah.
About what my most memorable interview was.
Are you having to do a lot of like press for the book now or something?
Yeah, it's kind of starting back up.
For that?
Yeah, it's starting back up a bit.
And how's it going?
Good. There's some TV stuff that I'm going to do, and It's good. It's weird because I was at a different place when I wrote that book 2 years ago.
You feel like you would have written it differently?
I don't know. It was just different. Okay. I read it one time because I had to do the audiobook. I would never read that book again. Because there's so much, like, personal, like, you dredge up old, like,
you have to read. I know writing it was therapeutic for you.
For me, there's a part of my book where I talk about my mom, and she's not alive anymore. And so she died in her 40s, but that was tough, and people asking about it again, and that part's weird.
Yeah.
Totally free to do it, because I wrote about it.
Oh, for sure.
But it's just, I didn't expect to have to go through that again in the process. But yeah, it's good. But my point was, it's only $10 now, and I don't feel guilty about that part of it.
$10.
$10 on Amazon. Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. Best book ever.
Now it's
like, I don't even care. It's the best book ever in my life.
It's the only one you've ever written, right?
I said read.
Oh.
I was like, no, I read lots of books.
I thought you said the only one you've ever written.
I am working on a second one. It's going to be a year, 2 years before that thing comes out. But it's called My Friendship with Amy.
It is.
Wow. Yeah, the live. Yeah. The titles, it can flip at any time.
Okay.
But right now, the working title is My Friendship with Amy.
Okay,
cool.
I'll buy it.
Yeah. I hope so.
If it's $10.
No, it won't be $10 at first.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
We've got some DVDs out today. Trolls is finally out on DVD. I'm excited about that, which also means you can rent it, and I'm going to be renting that and checking it out. We also have the movie Take and the animated film Justice League Dark. So Willie Nelson had to cancel 3 concerts this week because of an undisclosed illness. It's not clear if it's the same illness that forced him to miss a couple of shows at the end of January, but that's the latest on
that
Willie.
That makes me nervous for Willie. Willie's always been really nice to me.
He's awesome.
And Willie's a legend, and Willie's getting really old. It makes me nervous for him.
Hey, you know what? He'll probably get a little of his medicine and bounce back.
He probably will. Yeah.
I hope. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
My boss just sent me an email saying these are the best Garth Brooks songs to play if you're going to go off the rails. I guess he sees what's coming, so I might as well try to control it a bit.
Oh, nice. Huh.
All Garth Brooks songs to me, any of them,
right,
are amazing. What do you think the best one is he put? Go ahead.
Friends and Lovers.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, if he put it, I might as well play it right now.
Okay. Okay, I mean, more Garth.
Yeah. I mean, why not, right? It's Garth's birthday. Happy birthday, Garth Brooks. There it is. Happy birthday, Garth. Dang, Garth Brooks turns 55 today, born February 7th, 1962. Now time for easy Garth Brooks trivia. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Question number one. Where was Garth Brooks born?
I don't
know. Eddie.
Oklahoma.
I'll accept that. Tulsa is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy. Eddie's going to win this. Eddie versus Amy. Here we go.
Let's go.
Eddie has inserted himself in the game.
I'm a huge Garth Brooks fan.
What is Garth's real first name?
Oh, I got it.
Ooh.
This is weird that I know this.
I'm in.
Amy.
Gartholomus.
Excuse me?
Gartholomus.
Excuse me?
Garth Burt.
Garth Stradamus. Eddie.
Okay, fine.
Ed Royal. Troyle is right.
Okay, don't act like Gartholomus is that far fetched if his real name is Troyle.
But his real name is Troyle.
Not Gartholomus.
So is that like a boardroom decision to go with Garth?
Okay, all right, we need the whole Brooks family in real quick. All right, guys.
So you're going to be a superstar.
We're going to go. All right.
Okay.
What college did Garth attend?
Got it.
See, Amy's such a George Strait fan.
Right?
Yeah, I'm George all the way.
It's Garth's birthday. Never insult him by saying you're George all the way on Garth's birthday.
But Garth would say that. Garth would say.
Yeah, because Garth says that.
No, Mr. Yearwood would be like, I love George Strait.
But Garth can't be like, I love Garth more, because you don't do that.
Okay.
Eddie.
OU.
No.
What?
That's the same thing as Oklahoma Thunder.
That's not
Wait,
that's not a school.
It's a basketball team.
That's the Oklahoma City basketball team.
That's where he went.
He went to Oklahoma State.
No, that's the same place.
He's
that's
a
Thunder.
Cowboy.
Damn.
No, it's not the
Sooner.
Thunder.
Who is it? Sooners?
No.
Shoot.
Oh, you're the Sooners. Oklahoma State or the Cowboys.
Oh.
Two different towns.
Wow. Who's the Thunder?
The basketball. Okay, my
never
goodness.
Mind.
Okay, never mind.
No, okay, stop. Go.
What's the name of Garth Brooks' rock star alter ego?
Got it.
I'm in.
Okay, Amy has one. Gartholomew. Go ahead.
Chris Gaines.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah, Chris Gaines.
Good. Which one of Garth's music videos was banned from CMT because they thought it was too violent?
Got it.
Too violent of a, and they were like,
yeah.
Well, we can't put this on.
Oh, yeah. No. Something about fire.
Yeah.
There was fire.
That video wasn't very violent.
Oh,
no, that wasn't violent at
what
all.
What about having
no.
Need to feel the thunder?
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you have, Amy?
Thunder Rolls.
Eddie?
Thunder Rolls.
Thunder Rolls.
Yes.
I'm so surprised at the Garth knowledge you do not have, Amy.
I just said Thunder Rolls. I got it right.
No.
And I got
We've
Chris
talked
Gaines.
About that on the show, too, I think.
I was delaying till
this
it came
called
to my brain.
Easy Garth Brooks trivia.
Hello. I was pretty close with Oklahoma Thunder.
No.
I got Chris Gaines. I got Thunder Rolls.
That's not a school. That's an NBA franchise.
I am so sorry I did not know Troil. I've never heard that before in my life.
All right, whatever. Eddie, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Us real Garth fans.
Happy birthday, Garth.
Happy birthday, Garth. You sleep on your side or do you sleep on your back?
On both, but I try to stay on my back.
Experts say if you sleep on your side, it's the best way.
Oh.
It helps remove waste from the brain. That sounds scary. I sleep all over the place. I think, though, mostly I sleep on my back with my arm over my head.
Mm.
Like, I take one arm, I lift it over my head, and I take the other arm and I grab my elbow over my head, and I put my arms above my head like this.
That's interesting.
I don't know why.
I wonder why. My legs are shaped. When I'm on my back, though, and my husband tells me, I turn my legs into, like, frog legs.
Like, inside? Like, yoga things?
Like, the yeah, like...
I mean,
like
I can see them. But.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but like a frog. And I never really realized that I do it, but he said every night somehow I end up in a frog position.
What was the deal with you vomiting last week? Huh? These two guys over here, so they saw you throwing
up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I took a lemon ginger shot too fast.
And she ran over the trash can. All I see her is chugging some drink and like going chug, chug, chug. And then she runs over the trash can and is just spitting it all out.
Why
like,
do you do that to yourself?
Well, I took it too fast. I didn't mean to. I love lemon ginger shots. And I probably should have. I got a little excited about it. And I just tossed it back a little too quick. And it was burning. And it just, I couldn't help that it needed to, you know, come back up.
What's your crazy health thing right now?
Well, listen, I'm about to try to start bone broth.
About what?
Bone broth.
Bone broth.
I haven't started it yet, but
human?
All the healthy people I follow on Instagram, not human bone broth.
I don't know what this is.
Like beef bone broth, but,
okay.
But it's not the actual, but you're just drinking the broth, so it's like a drink, and apparently you heat it up. And.
But how do you make the broth?
I would buy the broth. Oh. I'm not going to, you can make it, but I don't have all the, I don't eat a bunch of meat I don't at my house, so I don't have the stuff to make it, but.
So bone broth is your new weird thing.
I need to do more research, but apparently it is all the rage right now. So healthy. Eddie's even doing it.
I've had it. I bought a jar and I drank it. It doesn't taste too bad. It's not bad.
What's wrong with you guys?
It was on
what
the list the of world? My dumb diet that I'm doing. That's it.
Today's Garth's birthday, 55. Standing outside the bar. Things you may not know about Garth Brooks. Number one, he played minor league baseball. Did you know that?
I did not.
Number two, he worked as a boot salesman before doing music.
I knew that.
Number three, he was supposed to be in the movies Twister and Saving Private Ryan. But he was like, no, they're not lead roles, so I'm going to go no.
Okay.
Wow, those are good movies.
Yeah.
Mark Chestnut recorded Friends in Low Places. But Garth originally was the one who was like, I want that song. And then he took it back. Did you know that?
No, but...
Here's Mark Chestnut doing it. I like Mark Chestnut, but that's a terrible version.
Yeah.
Like, Garth took it to the... I mean, we wouldn't have known the difference. It's like if someone said, man, what would life be like without TV? Well, it would just be normal because we never had TV to begin with. And if this was the only version, we'd be like... Hey, remember that? No, I don't remember Friends in Low Places. That's what it'd be like. Like, that's like Delilah would set that up. Delilah. And now, Friends in Low Places from Mark Chestnut.
Yeah.
But instead we're like, God, bro, you better!
I got friends in low places where the whiskey
Also about Garth Brooks, the highest selling American artist of all time. Of all the artists, think about him, they're from America. He's number one. More than Michael Jackson, more than Madonna. The only artist to have sold more than him in history, the Beatles.
Wow.
That's it. Crazy, huh?
That's mind blown.
Yeah, and now a little song from Mark Chestnut. All right, here we go. 'Cause I got friends in low places. I don't even think people will like all my judgments, but I come from a common sense place. They call me Judge Common Sense. I give objective perspective. So whatever your problem is, let me help you. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. What can I help you with?
So my boyfriend took medicine for his shoulder because he has shoulder problems, and he was a little bit high on them. And we were having a conversation, and basically he said, you know, he wanted to be with someone else. And I don't know if it was the medication or if he was just saying it because he, you know, wanted to say it. And I don't know if I should approach him about it or not.
Okay, okay. Let me ask a couple questions. Did he say who specifically he wanted to be with?
No, he didn't say who specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know.
This is very easy. You don't say anything. He was in an altered state of mind. If he didn't say specifically who he wanted to be with, I'm going to be honest with you. Every guy thinks about being with somebody else. Period.
Okay.
Period. Every guy, I don't care if they're in a relationship or they're married, it's just a thought. So, no. Unless it comes up again, you don't say anything about it. He was on medicine. His mind was altered. Judge Common Sense says leave him alone.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And you also can't punish guys for dreams, or girls for dreams for that matter, too. Mm-hmm. You say something in a dream, your mind goes into weird places when it's being altered by chemicals. So that's all.
Okay.
Case dismissed.
And that makes sense.
You have a problem with that?
No, I don't think so. I'm not with the that makes sense part yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm still taking in what you're saying, but it's starting to make sense.
I'm not saying every guy is going to act, but every guy thinks about other women. Every guy, period.
Everybody said, I want to be with someone else.
Yeah, and you know what? He probably does in his mind, like Giselle.
Who doesn't want to be?
I don't know. I'm just saying when you're on something, you just can't. It's like sleeping.
So you don't think even she should bring it up and give him the opportunity to say, what?
If he does it again, yes. If he does it again, yes.
Okay.
One time, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Let's go over to Hillary in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hillary.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for calling. It's Judge Common Sense giving you objective perspective. Go ahead.
Okay, so I work at an elementary school here in Tennessee, and one of my coworkers, she is a little on the heavier set size, and I love her to death, and we are best friends, so I feel like I can talk about this, but she wears super, super tight clothes, and I've noticed that, like, the kids will start to, like, snicker and kind of comment about it, and obviously I'm like, that's totally uncool, guys, like, she's an awesome person, blah, 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 but I just didn't know, like, is it something I should dress? Like address, like from a coworker standpoint or from a friend standpoint, and if so, how do I do that? Because I don't know how to be like, "Hi, your shirt's too tight, and I can see all of your backside."
Maybe she loves the fact that she gets to wear these clothes. Maybe she doesn't care. It is not your job to tell her how to dress. And if there are rules of a school, and they're like, "Hey, you can't dress a certain way," you step in and say, "Hey, you're gonna get in trouble for this." But no, I don't care if you're too skinny. If you have a little too much on, your hair's too long. No, it is not yours. If she's feeling what makes her feel good, then it just makes her feel good. And that's it. And that's just generally the rule of life. If you feel good doing it, it's not hurting somebody else, go for it. And it's nobody else's business to tell you what to do. So as long as it's not inappropriate, you don't. Let her be her. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call. Objective perspective.
That makes sense.
Thank you. There it is. You have a problem with that one?
Nope.
Like, really? What is it our business to tell people how to live and what to be comfortable wearing? It's not. It's not. I wouldn't wear anything I wear. I'm wearing, like, capri pants today. All you guys are probably snickering at me, but you know what? I'm good. All right, how about this one? Let's do one. Let's go. I'm telling you, this is not a joke. These three calls have parentheses on their names. They don't want to. And I'm glad we can do this. We can do this under the veil of secrecy.
Oh, we're offering a safe space.
Yeah. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, in Florida. Go ahead, Mary. Welcome to Judge Common Sense.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so my problem is I'm trying to decide whether or not I should go to two of my closest friends' weddings. They're getting married to each other. The bride, I've known her since me and her were five. And the groom, we've been friends for the last 4 years. But my boyfriend thinks there was a little bit more to me and the groom couple years back, and we've actually almost been on the breaking point of breaking up because of him. So I'm trying to decide, like, he told me to go, like, we discussed it and he told me to go, but I kind of feel like he's going to be bringing it up later on. And
okay, well, let's get to the root of this. First of all, there's no room for jealousy in a relationship like this. There just isn't. If you tell him, first of all, if you guys trust each other, which is rule number one of a relationship, if you trust each other, then you do. And if you said nothing happened, then he has to trust that nothing happened. Now, if you break the trust, it's a whole different thing. But we're assuming now you didn't break the trust. So he's jealous. You can't have jealousy like that in a relationship. These are your friends. You have to go to the wedding.
Okay.
Did you do something with the groom?
No.
Oh, you're okay. Your tone changed a bit. Whoa. Go ahead. Tell judge objective perspective. Come on.
Okay, so me and my boyfriend was in a fight, and I kind of was like, hey, told my best friend, I was like, hey, do you want to hang out and, you know, just talk? And my boyfriend saw the text messages, and he thinks I'm, like, ran to him when we were in a fight. So he's like, why are you running to another guy when we're, you know, our relationship is in trouble?
Yeah, it's never going to last this boyfriend. It's never going to last this boyfriend anyway. He's too jealous. Don't get out of that relationship.
Whoa, slow down.
What? No, the judge
slow
is out of control now.
Wow.
I'm just throwing verdicts. These are executive orders.
No.
Make them happen.
Stop.
Make them happen.
Just give the objective perspective.
Yeah.
Don't make her break up with her boyfriend.
If you're
right
in a
now,
relationship and there's jealousy. No. If you're in, you're in a relationship and there's jealousy like this happening, it's only going to fester. It's only going to fester.
Okay, but also we're only hearing her side. You can't tell her to go break up with her boyfriend.
Yes, I can.
No,
I just did.
That made sense.
Thanks. It didn't. I know that made sense.
Well, I mean, the part about her going to the wedding, yes, that made sense.
Yeah.
But don't say you need to break up with your boyfriend right now.
Be on the lookout.
Don't change your mind, Judge.
I'm not.
Okay.
Just, I like Amy.
I got you.
No, I don't want to be mad at me. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There was this thing that came out and said, hey, if you want your kids to eat vegetables, make them eat it for how many days in a row, Eddie?
15 days.
Like, if your kid doesn't like X, make them eat X 15 days in a row.
Wow.
And they'll develop a taste for it. So, Eddie has a 3-year-old, Eddie Jr. Jr. And so he doesn't like sweet potatoes?
Veggies, period.
So any vegetables?
No, none. And he likes carbs. He likes cheeseburgers. He likes bread, biscuits, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And
who doesn't?
I mean, that's all he eats, though. And so veggies has been a big problem for us. But we figured we'd start a little easy with sweet potatoes because they kind of taste all right. So, I mean, we're at day 4 today. And, I mean, it's working. We're forcing them. It's not easy.
What are you making them eat, like, at night?
Just one.
A whole potato?
One little cube.
Okay.
And that's the most he'll do. I even ask him, like, if he can do two, but he won't do it every day.
Here's Eddie talking to his 3-year-old.
Eat the sweet potato.
No, I don't like the cucumber.
What about the sweet potato? Tastes like a biscuit. Try it. All right. How's it taste? Don't spit it out. Oh, you like it. What is wrong with your face? Why are you making your eyes like... What's wrong? Don't throw up. Okay, give him some water. All right.
He didn't like it?
He doesn't like it, man. He wants to throw up every time he takes it down.
Not really.
No, yeah, he does. He goes, and then goes, I need water.
Oh.
What did it taste like?
Pancake.
It tastes like a pancake? You sure you want one more?
No.
Come on, one more.
No.
You want to try one again tomorrow? What?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think from hearing that?
4 days in. I think you can get him.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, every single time though, he's just like, I don't want it. And then he does that gag thing where he's like, I can't take it down. And then he takes it down and then he likes it.
Okay. You're 4 days in. 11 days to go. I think he'll be wanting sweet potatoes
by the
time you're done.
Yeah, I think so too.
We sat in the studio yesterday during the show. And I said, guys, Lady Gaga did not jump off the top of the building. Like, it was shot different. She lip-synced that part. There's no way they're letting someone jump off a building that high on live TV. And secondly, like, the speed of her fall was way too fast. And nobody... The whole room argued with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you can make fun of me now. But all you have made me feel dumb. You made me feel dumb. And so Eddie pulled it up. We watched like 8 times.
Yeah. Yeah. We did.
And you argued. And she didn't. Just look at the speed when she falls off the roof. If she fell that way the whole time, when she finally hit that cable tightening, she'd break her neck.
Oh.
Yeah. And a good point you made was the timing was wrong. I mean, the roof is so high. Right. She jumps and then she's on the stage.
Yeah, like, us average people. Like, I don't know how high the roof is.
Well, it's a stadium.
Okay. I still don't know. Like, I haven't been to that many stadium games. I've never been to a game with a dome.
You ever been
to
Tennessee Titan games?
Yeah.
You ever been to a Texas Longhorn game?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the top of a stadium.
Okay.
It's high.
It's pretty high.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, apparently she was lowered from about halfway up.
Yes.
And then she was dropped.
Don't be so disappointed.
Well,
you guys are really, I do think everybody in this room is really smart, and I was just surprised that you guys thought she jumped that fast off the building.
How do I know? They have fast cables. They had cables on her.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. It's Lady Gaga. Yeah. It's like
guys,
halftime.
There was a thing in wrestling that happened when I was a kid.
Oh, this is
it was at one of the pay-per-views in Kansas City. I remember watching it. And Owen Hart was a wrestler. He was in one of the Hart brothers, like Jim the Anvil Neidhart. It doesn't matter.
I have no idea.
He came out of the ceiling, mm-hmm. out of the rafters, and it failed, and he hit the ring and died on live TV.
You saw that?
In front of
They cut
everybody?
The camera away.
Really?
It happened during the pay-per-view. And since then, they don't really lower. It's a thing.
Well, see, you have that knowledge, so you.
But I also watched the video and was like, this isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that that had been attempted before, and it caused.
Anyway,
tragic death.
But that's not the only reason, but there's just no way.
Yeah, well, either way, it was cool.
She started and she sang the verses of God Bless America, This Land Is Your Land, and there were drones all over the top of her, and the drones weren't live. They had to have all that, and they even like CG'd some of the drone stuff in because it wasn't perfect. And also, one of my buddies said you can't put drones above that many live people at once because that's against like FAA guidelines.
Mm.
And they got us all over the place.
Yeah, they got us good, boys.
A lot of Hollywood magic sprinkled
in there.
Yeah,
they tricked me.
A Girl Scout was robbed while selling cookies in Philly.
What?
And no one's surprised. It is Philly.
Man.
Mm. According to police, she was near the 400 block of 16th Street when a man stole $50 in her cash.
That's so wrong.
It's terrible.
The guy's 6'1", clean shaven.
You can't rob a Girl Scout.
You can. There's a place for you after you do.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Jail.
H-E double hockey sticks. Oh.
Oh. Oh, that's
both?
Funny. I got yours. I like
yeah,
that.
You can
like
be
that.
Forgiven.
You've never heard that?
No, I like
oh
it.
Oh, my
though.
Goodness.
Eddie, are you for real?
Never heard that.
H-E
guys,
double
I'm from
hockey
almost
sticks.
Mexico.
Okay.
They didn't say that growing up.
What would you guys say?
They would just say it. They wouldn't say
H-E double
hockey sticks. There are kids listening right now.
I know. No, I know. I'm going to start using that around the house.
Huh. I'm just shocked he's never heard of that.
Eddie, but you didn't.
Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I really have never heard that.
I'm not arguing with you about if you ever have it.
Okay, what's the argument?
Your argument was I grew up
in
near
South
Mexico,
Texas.
But
yeah.
You spent a lot of your life not.
Right.
Okay, but a lot of those saints come from when we were kids.
Nah.
I picked mine up, Orange is the New Black. That's why I picked that one up.
Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I get it.
You're in jail?
There's
yeah,
Netflix.
I get it.
Yeah. All right.
Bobby Bones. Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting. Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Be honest with me.
Okay.
I'm talking to my girlfriend last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she had been out for about 4 or 5 days, and she's opening for Brad Paisley right now.
Okay? Yeah.
So she's out. She's on the road. I was on the road for 2 or 3 days doing stand-up comedy. And she says, hey, I missed you. And I didn't miss her. Because and it's not that I don't miss her. It's just that we're together like four. I just didn't lie about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend and I have been together 8 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even that we're not even in like the honeymoon stage.
We're just
in a solid place.
You're in a good place.
She was like, hey, I missed you. And I was like, that's awesome. And so I didn't say it back mm-hmm. because I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have lied? Because I don't think it drew anything out. Negatively, but it could hold things in. I like to be around her. I enjoy being around her very much so.
Did she offer up any sort of facial clue indication that her feeling like is there do you
I didn't
sense
look
any
at
tension?
I didn't look. I was like, thank you, and I looked away.
Oh my gosh, typical
I always want to tell the truth. I always want to tell the truth. And
it had to have been a little, like, is there even like 1% of you that was like, oh man, apart I wish
3 weeks,
here?
I would have been like, oh, wow, I miss you too. We FaceTimed 4 times a day and we work.
Okay.
We both work a lot.
But that's not the same as seeing you. That's fine, fine. If you can't.
I am
find,
no treat.
If there is no, like, if there's even like 0.2% of you that maybe thought of her, did you think of her while?
Yeah, because we talked on FaceTime all the time.
But you thought of her, right? So
on FaceTime.
You're sort of missing her. You should have just said, I miss you.
Oh, but you want me to lie then?
No.
I'm just asking if I should lie here or not because I don't lie.
I don't want you to lie.
I'm not lying.
I don't want you to lie, but I mean, there's just. Like,
if I lie, then if I lie once, I lie 100 times, so I don't lie.
Okay, fine. Then don't tell her that you. I think it's odd that you didn't see her and you didn't like sort of. There had to have been part of you that missed her, so it wouldn't be a lie. I know deep down there was a part of you that missed her.
Amy?
What?
We spend a lot of time together.
Me and you?
No, okay, that too. Probably a lot there too. I'm saying when we have time.
Remind me to never tell you I missed you. I would hate for you to have to lie.
No, I just wouldn't say it back. I'd be like, thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
All my point is we weren't gone long enough for there to be real missing.
I didn't know there was a time, you could put a time on missing.
I didn't ask for a lecture. I just said, should I have lied or not?
No, I mean, I guess you shouldn't. I guess you did the right thing, but still, I'm like.
I would have rather have had her on the road. It'd been fun.
Did you feel uncomfortable that she missed you? Does that make you feel a little weird?
She tells me I don't communicate well with emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we know that.
Yeah, just making sure you know she tells me that.
That's good that she can express that to you. Yeah. It's good that she's aware because then her expectations aren't...
super low.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terrible to be... I don't know why anybody would date me.
Is there other things she says that you can't say back?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that. I know what you're talking about. I know that. And I did not know that that was happening, but now I do.
I'm terrible.
And I...
I'm going to say this.
Where are we on?
Go ahead. Bring it.
Therapy for that.
Well, we're not. Okay. I've been,
that's okay. No judgment here.
Can I say this?
But that is something
I don't have 2 hours in my day that's free. And I know if
no, it's about prioritizing.
Yeah, I was about to say that. If I felt like it's a priority, I would. But my days are my.
You are going to feel. Okay. You're going to fill your stuff up with all of this. Thing, all of these things, all of these accomplishments that you have, all of this, these future endeavors, this stuff you are just like 90 to nothing for career wise.
Bring it, baby. Yeah.
Like oh you, boy. Sure.
Yes.
Your work cup is going to be so full.
Love that cup. Give me
and
more.
Like that makes me happy for
you. Very
because
much.
I know you want nothing more.
Thank
than
you.
That.
Thank you.
But
okay, the end. Here's a salt. There's more.
No, let's say that that's like that cup. You've got this other cup that I fear you're going to look back and be like, God, this sucks. This cup is like. Not that full, sort of empty, and it feels lonely. I don't want that for you. That's why I don't know. Like, on
I'm
your
in
list
a good relationship.
I know you. You are right
with
now.
Someone.
I want to say this with love. Like you are right now. There's only so much he's going to be able to give,
for
and
sure.
not receive.
I'm a ticking time bomb, ready to that she's gonna run away from. No doubt about it.
Like, and I say this coming from a place of love, and I care about you. I just feel like you have something so awesome. Like, if you know that it's going to be a problem in the future, because I know you know it's going to be a problem that you're not able to give her things that she may need from you, why would you not start digging to the roots of that to resolve that area of your life so you can give her that before you lose her?
Okay.
That went a little deeper than I want.
I'm just kidding.
I thought, but I mean, you're
glad.
Too busy to go to therapy to get to this.
I'm not too busy. You're never too busy for priorities, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Because, I mean, I see
all
you at
I
the
wanted
gym,
to know
I see
was,
you at yoga, because I know working out's a priority. That's important. Staying fit,
I need
healthy.
My 1 hour a day
that.
To cleanse my mind.
100%. I would never knock anybody for taking time for self-care, ever. It's such a priority. And when people like are like, oh, you're not busy. I saw you working out. Well, no, I make that a priority because it's important to me. But I think sometimes you're in work overload.
Do you think I work because I don't want to have other time for other things?
You're probably suppressing some of that.
Interesting.
I know that your drive for work has to do with deeper rooted issues. Your desire to succeed. Not everybody has that drive. And what people can be passionate about their career and want to do well, but you are so driven that sometimes you don't care what happens along the way. And that's the bigger issue. That's the root. Like, that's part of your childhood. There's issues there. We all have them. I got baggage. Hello, I'm not talking to you as a person that doesn't have baggage. But I probably need to go to therapy myself, you know?
I think you need it too. Okay, so you think I should have lied. Got it.
No, I'm glad that you approach it that. I'm glad you can be honest like that. I just feel like maybe there's a part of you that's not wanting to realize that maybe you missed her a little bit.
Probably a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. So wouldn't have been a lie if you'd said it, because I feel like deep down you missed her. And that is objective perspective.
No, that's not how it goes. It goes.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
That's what Eddie says. Yeah, not your part.
Okay. Dang.
But that was a lot.
It's so much. I'm so sorry. I know. Oh, do we have like a song or a commercial or something?
you're asking for a commercial? Like a
Garth Brooks song.
Can we? It's Garth Brooks' birthday. Can I get a little, you know, river?
Let me see here. The boss sent. I have all.
Please tell me the river's on there.
Hmm?
The river. Tell me the boss sent
the river. Well, he sent me a list of because I was like, I'm playing Garth Brooks all day.
Mm-hmm.
And
dream is like
yeah, the river's
river.
On there.
Yes.
Make sure I have it up on the wall.
Never changing this.
By the way, I appreciate your perspective.
I'm just trying to be objective.
Did that rattle you a little bit?
Nah.
Okay, just checking.
Nothing rattles me, dude.
Just checking.
Was it too much?
No.
Let's just sit back and take in this beautiful song.
And we go, we got a commercial or anything. Go ahead. Happy birthday, Garth Brooks. Garth's 55 today. Man, that's my dude. My favorite.
Do you miss him?
I do. I haven't seen him in a few weeks. I do. Garth, I miss you. Garth. It's been a few weeks.
Okay.
You know a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows.
That's so good. You gotta be kidding me. Why don't they make music like that anymore? And everything's like, in the backseat of your Rover as we go eat lunch with Grover and we dance up in the low. Come on, make some more of that. That's good.
Well, it's two different genres.
Yeah, but that's like, they don't make songs like that. They just make songs that rhyme now. Say what you want about country music, about, because people go like, well, I ain't country. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Because every generation, they've said that ain't country to the generation before. Every one of them.
And they said it to Garth.
Garth told me his face to mine. He goes, they told me I wasn't country.
Mm-hmm.
But say, this is what my point is. Say what you want about the music. The lyric in country music, what makes us different is that it's authentic. That's it. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Garth's awesome. That's my only point. Thank you very much. Case dismissed. Say it, Eddie.
And that makes sense.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm reading now, they have multiple law enforcement agencies and the NFL investigating this Tom Brady jersey theft.
Oh my goodness.
So, just so we kind of know what happened, he took it off and put it in the locker room after the game. And then it was gone, right?
I don't even know if it was in the locker room, because when you see him up on the podium, he's just in a t-shirt,
That's
so his
true.
Pads and stuff are off. So I don't know if he just set it down on the sideline, if he handed it to someone and then they were supposed to put it in the locker room. I'm not sure where he took it off, but I just know it is gone.
So here's what you do if you're the person who took it. Because I've been thinking about this. Like, what would I do? I would take scissors, and I would cut this thing up, and then I would burn it, because I'm not going to jail for this.
Oh.
Because you will go to jail. This is a felony.
Why do you have to cut it up if you're going to burn it?
Both. I cut it up, then I burn it.
Huh. I mean, I'm just kidding.
Because what if it doesn't burn all the way?
I thought you were going to say, cut it up into pieces and sell it all piece
by
piece.
That's what I was thinking he was going
to
say.
I'm telling you, whoever did this wasn't some super criminal mastermind who had a plan to go, here, we're going to get it to Paris, and then Paris is going to take it over here and sell it. And this is somebody who was like, oh, Tom Brady's jersey, let me just take it.
And then now it's gone so far.
And now it's
like,
all
oh,
over
shoot.
The news. You cut it up, you burn it. You get rid of it, it's the mystery of Tom Brady's jersey forever.
Question though, I know that it's a big deal, but I mean, is this something like he would go to jail for? Or
yes,
she?
Yes.
She? Okay, yeah. Okay, yes.
Felony.
Valued. This is a felony.
Lunchbox said it was $1 million. I saw that it could get at least $500,000 if they auctioned it.
I have to be like, if you hand this over, no questions asked, like just.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that, but I don't. There are too many players involved in this. Listen. It's like when people take guns and they throw them in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would take that Tom Brady jersey,
Cut it up.
Cut it up.
And then burn it.
Then burn it. And then I would take those ashes and eat them. just in case.
So,
yes, Eddie. Okay. What were you going to say?
Yeah, so is this guy thinking he made a huge mistake?
How do we
right
know
now?
It's a guy?
A girl,
sexist.
Or girl.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was mind-blowing. Yeah. I didn't know I did that in my mind.
Go ahead.
But is she freaking out?
Yes. Yes, right. Because I'm telling you, it's just someone who saw it and thought, mm-hmm. ooh, I'm going to get this. This will be good.
And then now it's like the Texas Rangers are involved, and they're like, oh, my goodness.
And how do you authenticate a jersey like that?
Smell it?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Like,
you know,
they play on real grass, right?
There are ways.
Okay.
Pictures you bring in. There are ways.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that, but they would be able to identify.
Man, this is crazy.
But do you get rid of it?
Yeah.
Because someone wasn't waiting to steal it. Someone just stumbled upon it. They didn't have the foresight to go, okay, this is how we do it.
I'm starting to think women carry purses. It could have been a woman.
Could have been.
Maybe we're gonna see footage of someone just walking out in a Tom Brady jersey.
Sure, everyone has cameras. Like, it has
right,
to.
Right, it
wasn't,
be
it wasn't even a deal, probably. Like, someone's like, oh, Tom Brady jersey, and they put it on. And they're like, woo! and then they walked out with it on.
And I mean, and how many people at the game had on Tom Brady Brady jerseys? Probably a lot.
This just wasn't some great, elaborate, let's steal something. Like, really.
It's not like Ocean's 11.
It's like if you saw a helmet laying there, And everyone's jumping around. You probably grab the helmet and go, yeah! And you put it on, and you dance around, and no one thinks a thing about it, because there are lots of people wearing crazy things.
Oh, what if it was Kenny Chesney?
Could have been.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah, no one's seen or heard from Kenny since after the game. He was in the crafts box.
He was.
Out there. Yeah, I just don't... It's never going to be seen again, or someone's going to go, oops. It's just going to show up at like a fire station.
So, like you drop off.
Yeah.
The Moses
like baby Moses.
It's going to be in a little crib. Baby Brady's jersey. Here you go. Oh, man. This thing has gone haywire. I'm having dinner with the governor of Arkansas next week. Hey, Morgan.
Wow.
Right? Morgan, our producer. Hey, next week is my dinner with the governor?
Next or the following?
It's the 20th.
Oh, so do we know what I'm supposed to wear to this yet?
It's business casual.
What does that mean?
Business casual means...
When I go to business, I'm in pajamas.
That's kind of like a blazer and it doesn't...
And no shirt?
Your cute V-neck.
Oh, so look like Luke Bryan did at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably wear a tie. Am I going to the governor's mansion?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just us? Is it like Lindsay and myself and the governor and his wife? Or is it like all of the state?
I can't tell you specifically on that yet. I thought it would be just you guys.
But it may not. He's probably... I think I'm... I may run for office.
Do you think you're really going to? Because then we're all going to be out of work.
No, wait. No, hold on a minute. The answer is yes. Am I going to run? Yes. The next cycle, probably not. But that's what I want to talk to him about. Because I know he's going to run again. Maybe I help him. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I'm going to have dinner with the governor. I've been told... That I refer to him as Governor Hutchison.
Do y'all have the same platform?
No, I don't have the same platform as anybody. I'm not even registered on either side. I'm independent.
True.
So
you don't even
there are a lot of things I agree with him on, and there's some I don't, but I'm not going to have that. I'm going to eat good food in the governor mansion. Woo!
I already told them that they need healthy options for you.
Oh, you sent them like a...
Oh, boom. Bobby went diva on the governor.
I didn't do anything.
Morgan did for you.
The governor's going to think Beyonce's coming.
That's probably what he's like. He's sitting around talking about, who does this guy think he is? Beyonce?
I've never met him. He's always been super nice to me. So I'm going to go have dinner with the governor.
Still pretty cool.
In 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm taking Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool that she's Canadian, right? They're cool with that?
Yeah, they're cool with it.
Making sure. You never know. Last thing I want to do is my girlfriend get handcuffed and taken out of there.
That's not going to happen.
That would be bad.
Good press for her, though. Mm. She's got new music coming out. We could set something up.
Bobby's like, is there any way we could arrange to have my girlfriend arrested?
It's a little nerve-wracking. Like, what do we talk about? Like, I don't know.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I got to get clothes for that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get points of conversation loaded up.
Mm-hmm. To keep in your head? And or are you going to like have a bullet sheet?
Do you know what he used to be? He used to be the head of the DEA.
Really?
Of the country.
What?
Yep.
Well, hello. So I'm going to ask him about Pablo Escobar.
That's what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah.
Like,
be like, have you watched Narcos? Does a governor even have a Netflix account? That's
George
what I want to know.
George W. Bush appointed him.
Ah.
And so he was the head of the DEA.
What was it like hanging with George W.? Stuff like that. There's so much to talk about.
Have you seen Narcos 2? Narcos 2?
Yeah.
So that'd be cool, huh?
Yeah.
And then I got to figure out in the next like month if I'm going to run for office. What?
Lindsay Shaw, I know how you can get arrested.
Like, no, this don't be a terrible influence. Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, I
know how I can get arrested too. Lots of ways. But I'm not serious about that. I don't want anyone to think I'm doing anything crazy. Oh, I'm not. I'm not. It was a joke.
You were trying to make the news.
No.
Okay.
I can make the news many ways. I do not want to make the news with
All right. Yeah. I don't want her to have like anything on her record.
No, of course not. Whatever.
This is cool. I didn't know he was head of the DEA.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, things just got really interesting. What a fascinating job. And then he became governor?
He was House of Representatives. I've done all my background research. Hey, I wonder if he's background research me.
Yeah.
Like if he knows, like, because I got like, quite the criminal history.
Yeah. I'm sure they vetted you thoroughly and found out that any of your criminal history is non-threatening, so they're allowing you on the grounds of the governor's mansion.
I have no criminal history.
Sort of.
What?
You broke into a radio station once.
Wasn't ever prosecuted. And that was in Little Rock. Went to court.
You worked with a convicted felon.
Lunchbox was not convicted. They dropped all charges. Lunchbox went to jail for a bit on the air, but he was not convicted. They dropped all charges.
I can still vote.
Oh.
Go ahead.
That's it.
I have like one speeding ticket in my life. That's it.
Are you going to confess that to him?
He's not my priest.
When you run for office, though, are you going to disclose that?
Yeah, because normal people get speeding tickets.
What about your taxes?
I'll disclose that.
If you run for that, does that mean you have to disclose all this crazy information?
Yeah.
Wow.
I will. I'll put it all out there.
Wow.
I believe if you run, everybody should know all the things and all the interests you're involved in.
I can't wait.
Oh, Amy just wants to know.
What we need to talk about, though, is if you seriously are pursuing this, which I do think that you are at one point in time, we do need to discuss our roles.
In what?
Being like your people. Your people have been here with you for years.
You want the honest to my mouth to the Lord's ears.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to the governor in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I had to put a percentage on if I'm going to run in the next 2 years, it's probably at like 30%.
Okay.
Do I think I'm going to run for 4 years after that? 70%.
So you're saying...
Eventually, am I going to run for governor of Arkansas? 100%.
So we at least have 4 years to figure it out.
No, 30% chance you don't.
Okay.
I'd
rather focus on the 70% that you're doing it, so I need to start.
Anybody have any questions? Everybody
no.
Good?
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Are we gonna do
Don't make us look bad. That's
all
I got to
say. You can do the Bobby cast still live from the governor's mansion, live from my house and my mouth.
By the way, there's a Bobby cast up last night.
There we go.
Bailey Bryan came over to the house.
Uh-huh.
New artist. Who cares what they say? We spent about an hour just talking about what it's like being a new artist, like getting signed, how you come to Nashville and you go do radio tour. And so I have songwriters on and new artists and famous artists and Grammy-nominated artists. So just search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I'm just thinking of your guest list if you did a Bobby Cast from the government.
No, it's not that. You know, really, I want to ask how I can help, too. I'm from Arkansas. I grew up and... I care about it, but I want to help people that don't have a lot of advantages because I didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that's important.
Huge, yeah.
And so that's what I want to say. Like, how can I help with education?
I admire that.
How can I help with this? And I think that's where I want to go with that.
I'm on board. Sign me up.
You're fine. You have your podcast. That thing's making you tons of dough.
Wait, so you're telling me that I'm okay because if I lose this job, I've got my podcast.
Yeah, how much you making big dough on that?
So you're telling me... if all my eggs are going in that basket, then I will start doing more.
You making big dough on that one or no?
No, I mean, I prefer this job.
Yeah.
But I love the podcast.
Yeah.
I love it. But from the podcast, I don't know. Maybe somebody's looking, maybe Delilah is looking to retire.
At one point, Amy tried to be Delilah.
Well, the country version.
Yeah, and we tried to get her to show, and they said
nobody was into it.
And I was totally for it. Like, I was pressing it hard. I was like, make Amy the country Delilah.
Amy. And I would talk to people who, like, Cindy, her husband's deployed in Afghanistan.
It's me, Cindy, and I just want to get a song from you because I miss my husband.
Oh, Cindy, I totally know what that's like. I miss my husband, too. How long has he been gone?
He's been gone a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Cindy, I can't even imagine. Do you have kids?
Yeah, we have 19.
Oh, my God.
Wow, don't laugh at her.
Hey, you can't laugh at Cindy.
The rhythm method.
Cindy.
It's possible. Cindy.
Cindy, you know what I'd like to Cindy, you know what I'd like to do for you?
What would you like to do?
I'd like to send you and your 19 kids to Disneyland on me.
You're fired to come in and be like, that's too much of an expense.
No, I'm Delilah. I can afford it.
That's true.
I'll do it out of my own pocket, Cindy.
Okay. Well, you're very, very sweet.
What song would you like to hear?
I would like to hear that song the Duggars recorded for the Christmas special. Oh, the 19 Duggars of Christmas.
Sydney, I don't have that in my catalog.
All right, enough.
See, work wasn't into that. I don't know why. Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all.
Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. Eddie, our video producer, watched The Bachelor. And this hasn't been your show, right?
I've never watched it. I've never watched it. Maybe like 5 minutes max.
And?
Last night, I turned it on. I was like, you know what? It's on. Let me give it a shot. It's not bad.
Oh,
I liked it, guys.
Gosh.
Like, would I watch it again? Probably not, but that was a pretty good 2 hours. I didn't watch the whole 2 hours, but I watched a lot of it.
It's like a TV show, as long as you don't think any of that's real.
I don't think any of
it's
it is
all,
real.
It's all false.
I mean, but dude, as far as entertainment goes, I LOL'd. I don't LOL at the TV much.
But was it supposed to be funny? Or were you just laughing because it was ridiculous?
Because they're crazy. Like, gosh, they act so ridiculous.
They put them in rooms, they make them drink, and then they
so
put them
dramatic.
In
dramatic.
Yeah. And also, look at the kind of person that would go on that type of show.
Yeah.
Period.
No, I'm with you.
Guys or girls, if you go on that type of show, you're looking for one thing. Either you're just looking to be famous, or two, you're nuts. That's it.
Yeah.
Those are the only two reasons you go on that show.
But sure. I don't think the guy's nuts. I mean, that's the best scenario for a dude ever.
But he went on on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, he was nuts. Now he's a genius.
Or you either go on that show. And listen, I've been approached to do that show. And if I were going to do it, it was just to be famous so I could parlay that into other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But would you make out with all the chicks?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would?
You have to. You have like 50 girls and you're making out with all
and
of them
they
and they're not mad
all.
At each other.
They check all of them for diseases too.
Because
that to me is the big part.
Right.
I don't want to have, 13 diseases
sure.
when I'm there.
No, respectable.
Thank you. And so.
I just don't picture you making out with them all.
Amy, I never got girls my whole life. So now it's just like all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah. and no one's mad about it.
How do you not get 5 entrees if you haven't been able to eat forever and then it's like, go to Brown's Country Store and Restaurant.
Do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would.
I mean, not all of us have been pretty our whole life, Amy.
I wasn't.
I don't know.
I'm not even saying I am now.
And if you're on that show, you're there to make out.
No, you're there to get famous or because you're crazy.
But you're not there to get married.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Some people are.
I used to believe that that's what that show was about, but not anymore.
Nope. So.
Anyway, I liked it.
I'm glad you liked it.
like I said, I probably won't watch it again, though.
You probably will. If it's on, you will watch it. I posted a picture on my Instagram, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at it if you'd like.
Okay.
It's a picture of me, and I don't like exercising, but I try to do it 5 or 6 days a week.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Are you leaning into the bar?
I wasn't even doing a squat, and it wasn't even something where I'm like, look
you're
at me work out.
You're kind of bending over.
First of all, I was like leaning onto the squat bar and I was like, okay.
It's almost like you were like taking a break, like, oh.
No, it was beforehand.
Oh, it was before you're bracing yourself,
anyway,
like preparing.
There's a pad on my bar.
Mm-hmm.
Every dude on there has ripped me to shreds because I do squats with a neck pad.
Oh, really?
You know what? Boo Boo wants a pad and I'm totally cool with that.
And they were all arguing about the weight that was on there. Like, who cares?
Who cares? I didn't even see that.
How much weight was on there?
It doesn't matter.
It looks
not that much.
100?
Oh, way more than that. Stop.
Oh, the bar is 45. I don't know.
There's a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Wait, you have to use that shoulder pad.
Apparently, real men don't.
Because it hurts that little bone right behind your neck.
It hurt my boo-boo. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, so I do it with the pad on there. But anyway, that was the big drama on Instagram yesterday, if you care to go over there and look at that.
Wow, there's a lot of comments.
Mm-hmm. How many comments are on that thing?
Well, let me scroll back
1,888.
No, you're lying. They're not 1,000 comments.
That's how many likes.
Oh my
comments.
God.
Oh,
54
comments. Sorry.
Now, there's 50 comments, so it seems like nothing.
But
it's
like,
how much money do you think? You're like,
I just meant there's a lot of comments that I mean, I'm not saying.
They're all
like,
rude.
Like 70% of them are like.
They're all rude.
Take the pad off.
And they're paragraph comments. They're not little one word.
I got news for you, folks.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, there's a mixture. There's, come on, Bobby, get rid of that pad. And then there's, nice backside, wink, wink.
There definitely wasn't supposed to be a butt, like, check out my butt thing. Girls don't care about guys' butts, really.
They don't.
Someone
not
thinks
really.
You're thirsty
really.
For.
No, we don't want to thirsty. Listen, there are thirsty pictures you can put up if, like, you're like, oh, check out my arms. You know, if I'm doing curls.
Uh-huh.
But that's not a thirst. Girls don't care about guys' butts, really. Like, you don't.
Is that true, girls?
Girls don't care about what?
Like, really, guys, you don't butts. Care about guys' butts. Like, guys care about girls' butts.
If it's a good one, we're like, yeah, we don't it's really a good butt.
We don't really see your butt. That's the thing. Like, your right. clothes don't, you know.
Right. And I'm saying for us, we're like, are you a butt guy or a boob guy?
Sure.
Girls aren't boob. Like, gotcha. Are you a butt guy or a pec guy?
Girls are like, well, is their personality awesome? And what do their biceps look like?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's all.
Let me see.
Check out my butt in those blue Adidas pants, though. What do you think?
That's what, I mean, I'm looking at all the comments right now.
Wait, hey, what do you think?
I mean, what, so you are
What's
thirsty.
Wrong with you?
I was, I never thought anything about it until they were like, hey, look.
Those are drop it low. Your bum looks healthy, someone said. Why didn't your bum?
Some of my overseas fans.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we've got someone from across the pond commenting.
Thank you. I'm done. Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Coming up, the happiest song. What? Go ahead.
There really are people that have an issue with the pad.
I'm telling you.
I had no idea that wasn't. Ooh, and someone calls you out for only being 225.
Okay, I was squatting 225.
That's a lot.
With
a
pad.
I thought it was one something.
Well, no, you thought it was 100.
Well, I forgot.
Guys, I don't claim to be some great bodybuilder. I just try to stay in shape.
People are like, fire, grind, repeat.
Oh, man.
They said at least just take the pad off the picture.
I wasn't trying to take a picture to show off anything.
Okay, let me see this.
Dang.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Go ahead.
People on the line. People online just pick up on things I would never think about, ever.
If I ever take a picture of my house, and I do sometimes, people comment on the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Like, why did your cabinet only have 3 wine glasses, and you don't even drink wine? And why is that bowl? And I'm just like, man. Guys, do something. The song that, oh my God. Every time I try to get out of this with a tease, Amy, go ahead.
Because they go, bar pad.
They just,
dang.
Yeah, Ray, drop it, thank you.
Drop what?
Nothing, Ray just puts under my ears.
Drop it.
I can't move forward because Amy keeps it.
Drop the pad.
This is the Bobby Bones.
So they made the song. Scientists took... They took a female in a major key with a repetitive main melody, and they made what they say is the happiest song of all time for babies. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's actually called the Happy Song. Here we go. It sounds like a Chainsmokers song.
I mean, I like it. It's happy.
Chainsmokers.
No, yeah, it does. It's like Daya's in there or whatever her name is. Like one of the girls from Fifth Republic.
Fifth Harmony?
What? I think they're losing one of their members, though.
They already lost. She's gone.
Oh, so they're Fourth
Republic? That happened a long time ago. Fourth Republic happened a long time ago.
Okay, sorry.
That song's terrible, right?
It's kind of made me happy.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you had to listen to it over and over, you probably would have, like...
I'd punch my radio.
Like, I don't mind this part.
Yeah, this part's cool. Yay.
All right, enough. That's the happiest song ever if you want to download it. Ray, what's the deal with you and Eddie? You making fun of him?
What?
About his weight loss?
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
I think your weight looks great, by the way. How much weight have you lost?
I don't know, 15, maybe a little more now.
Yeah.
17, maybe.
The other day, he was wearing skinny jeans, and he had a tight t-shirt on, and he just looked like a little boy. He doesn't look like a 37-year-old man anymore.
But I have a beard now.
Well, I mean, that does help, but I mean, I see why your wife doesn't like
you. You know,
man.
Wyatt, can I say something? Okay. My wife mentioned, too, that I'm starting to kind of look like my son, my 9-year-old son.
Stop.
Yeah. Like, she made
like
that
Benjamin
comparison
Buttons
the other
now
day.
Or something?
Huh?
You're Benjamin Button?
No, she just says we have the same body type, and he's really skinny. Like, really skinny.
You are finally at what you always say you are. Because you're always like, I'm skinny. You're always like,
no. What do you mean?
But you're finally skinny.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, I feel good.
You do. You look good.
Isn't that all that matters?
It is. It's all that matters. You look good. You feel good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew Ray was making fun of you, and they told me that he'd make fun of
you. Why would you say that, Ray?
Well, and now we know what he looked like in middle school.
Okay.
You dropped close to 20 pounds, though.
I did.
But you do plan to...
That's
get it all
crazy.
Back.
That's a lot, Eddie.
Yeah. It is a lot in 6 weeks.
Yeah, don't get it. Like, be mentally set yourself up for like.
And what have you been doing to lose
staying it? The course.
Eating meat, veggies, and fruit.
That's it.
That's it. And it's been terrible. I'm ready for pizza. One slice, maybe two.
I saw you skateboarding on your Insta Snap.
Yeah, did you see that? I'm telling you, man.
You are turning into a 9-year-old.
I feel younger.
Yeah.
And I fell too the other day.
You did?
I did. I hadn't fallen in years, and that really hurt.
Here, I want to make you happy. There you go, buddy. Now you have make little Eddie happy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. You look good, though. Don't let Ray mess with you.
Thanks, Ray.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Bobby Bones Show.
You had a soccer game last night?
Yeah, I had a soccer game, 9 p.m. And once again, new season, and my wife not interested in going.
It's 9 p.m. She has a real job.
I have a real job.
Yeah, but that you choose to play 9 o'clock soccer.
She chose to marry me.
Oh, fair enough.
You know what?
I mean, I'm just saying, we're 3 weeks in, and she hadn't come to a single game. Like,
it's late. I mean, it's late.
It's late.
Late.
She's watching The Bachelor.
At home, in bed.
Yeah.
Couch.
She's not out and about at 9.
If it's important to you and it's a 7 o'clock game, I get it. But a 9 o'clock game, I don't, really.
You don't blame her?
I don't. Is anybody to blame her, by the way?
No.
No, not really.
Just make it sure.
Bobby Bones Show.
Okay. I appreciate you for being here because we do a radio show. We would not be able to do it if you didn't listen. So, really, thank you. I get to go eat lunch today.
You do?
Yeah, because the listeners listen to the show and I have some money in my account to go eat lunch.
Oh.
Not just I get to eat lunch.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, yeah. You know, it's a big day.
I have a big board meeting today I have to go to. You? What are you doing today? I'm doing nothing but just meetings. Meetings. No. Oh, I got meetings all the time.
A board meeting sounds so grown up.
Long are the days when I can just come to a radio show and just like be fun and play Garth songs. Yeah, no. I think you have a little snot or something.
Do I?
No, it's glitter. Why do you have glitter on your face?
What?
Did you go out last night?
No.
Hey, party girl?
No, I was asleep by
little
like
Monday
7,
night party?
7:30
it's not snot,
PM.
It's glitter.
Oh, it is? Shoot, I got this new eyeshadow in the mail and I think it's trickling down my face as the morning goes on.
Maybe so.
Because I feel like I see it in my peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't be having that. I have a meeting.
Yeah. No, you
I can't be
well,
having
that. We're also adulty now.
I can't
we're
be gone. Having that. Like, people think I have.
I thought it was snot for a second.
Is it gone?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for looking out for me.
And publicly, too. I just want to let you know. Yeah.
I don't care as long as you tell me. If I have something in between my teeth or on my nose and whatever, and I've been hanging out with you and you're my friend and you haven't told me,
You blame
that's
me?
Not nice.
Yeah. Lunchbox yet? What are you doing today?
Man, today is a relaxation day. I've been, you know, just a lot going on. And last night I stayed up really, really late.
You're doing what? Oh, yeah, playing soccer.
Yeah, at a 9 p.m. soccer game. So you get home at 10:30 and, you know, I'm just exhausted.
What do you do up until that point? Because there's a lot of hours there in the evening.
Well, I watched The Bachelor because the wife got home and we had dinner. And then we watched the first hour of The Bachelor. And then I had to go to my soccer game.
You always talk about you want to do more stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of time in the evening.
Well, I try to get things lined up, but there was nothing lined up last night.
You know what? I'm sorry about that. Keep working, bud. Hard working man radio over there.
No, you already said I'm the least.
I did not say no. I did not.
Oh, sorry.
Eddie did.
The jerk
I
to
did.
My left said that I was
the least hardworking guy in radio.
Yes.
No, out of all of us in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not. I stayed out of that conversation.
I didn't say it at all.
Listen, thank you for listening to everybody. it's a group effort here, no doubt about that. Listen to
We're a
new
team.
Bobby.
There's no I in team.
That's right. This is definitely a team. There's a Bobby cast up where I talk to new artist Bailey Bryan, who's in our class of 2017. Who cares what they say? Go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby cast, and we did the show from my house last night. Basically, her story is the story of a new artist that just moved to Nashville and has a first song, and she's doing what's called Radio Tour, and so it's kind of a behind-the-scenes look. Also, there's one with Maren Morris and Kelsey Ballerini and songwriter Natalie Hemby, so
is a different kind of show, but we appreciate it. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be a, for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.